Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Okay, so this is where we come in here and we start the morning show, and we always start it with the foundation, which is the national anthem. And we dedicated out to a group of individuals, and you just heard on even our traffic break when they said there's road closures. This morning, that happened on Silver Star where we were all reduced to one lane. And this early in the morning, I kept thinking to myself, I said, wow, somebody had to put out all those cones. Oh, yeah. Look at all the dudes that are by the truck with the big old arrow sign that says you got to move over to this lane. Like all those workers, the lights that were on, like somebody had to set up at whatever time it was, 4:30 in the morning. Who knows what time they actually set up so this way they can get the road work done before the real traffic of the day.
And but, sometimes road work happens, I mean, really, in the heat of all the traffic and when things are happening. I mean, we see those people all the time that are holding those signs. You know, they stand in the middle of stop, slow down, go, and they're walking and talking to the other person who's also directing traffic. It's a really important job.
Yeah. And the amount of cones that I've actually stolen over my day, like not realizing that how important that those cones
Slater.
Are.
Oh my
It's got to be the toughest job to have, holding that sign. And then if you're walkie-talkie, the batteries run low.
Oh
right?
My.
Because then you're just like, is he telling me now to go?
If you're part of any of these crews, just thank you so much for what you do. You probably don't get thanked as often as you should. So that's from us here at K92.3.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
This time every morning, these stories are so inspiring. We hope they uplift you just like they do for us with doing the right thing.
I would love hands in the air if you've ever been skydiving before. I know, Obi, you have, right?
Yes.
You have as well, Chloe?
Yes.
You both have thrown yourself carelessly from a plane.
Sure have.
Yes, I would highly recommend. However, I would not do it again.
Oh, I would do it again.
Not do it again.
I loved it.
Okay, here's a story about somebody also that might not do it again. Okay, so let's take you to New Hampshire. I saw this story over the weekend. It struck me as odd because usually if you know how to be a naval officer, there's usually stuff that you don't do unless you're actually fully equipped. But this story from an AJ Clark, who is a naval officer that just learned how to skydive. He got his license, said he can do it himself. His license means he doesn't have to be strapped to the back of anybody else.
Yep.
Usually that's the way that works. Usually.
Tandem.
Right, you're straddling another human being.
A professional is straddling you, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
so they're
like a starfish
back.
On your back.
Yes.
Again,
yeah.
I haven't done it yet, okay? So as this goes, AJ was by himself. There was a pilot flying around. He goes, okay, I'm going to jump out here. The winds took him 1,000 feet off course, found himself stuck in a tree 100 feet up. Didn't know what to do. Thankfully, the guy that was flying the plane that went down to where he was supposed to land goes, AJ is not here. That's got to be a problem. Ended up finding him 1,000 feet away from the area he was supposed to land, called the firefighters. They put up the ladder, got all the way up there, brought him down, was so thankful for this moment.
I decided I'm going to have to land somewhere else. I was like, I might be going in these trees. So I was like, let me brace for landing. And I just hugged the tree and I stayed there. No matter what I'm going through, I like to stay positive thoughts, you know, make a little joke here and there because I'm good. I'm alive. So I'm thankful to be alive.
Man, he said he hugged that tree.
Thank goodness for that tree to be there. I know that the winds took him and he was going to land wherever he landed, but thank you God it was in the trees because who knows where it could have been
much
worse. Yeah, it could
have been water.
Worse.
Could have been in electricity power lines.
In traffic. Right?
AJ, yeah.
It was right on the side of where there was a highway. It was four lanes on both sides. It could have been awful,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be so positive because these firefighters go, you know what? No matter what it is, whether it's a cat in a tree or a human in a tree, whatever's up there, I'm going to make sure that we get it down. So, yes, of course, your service of rescuing him and Naval Officer AJ Clark for being a part of the victim side of doing the right thing today.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
It's Dierks Bentley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Okay, so this is that moment where we, you know, we're trying to make things, trying to make some things fun around this summer. Of course, we've got Camp K92.3 where we're flying you off to Houston so you can experience Luke Combs and Haley Witters. But some of these things are going to be fun too. Chloe Aoki. One of them. We're going to do some karaoke, Chloe style, where Chloe's going to be our singer, and you're singing specifically this week, Alan Jackson, because of the fact that we have tickets to see him at the Kia Center.
This is huge, y'all. Like, I don't think Alan Jackson is going to be back on tour or back to the Kia Center. I think this is his last go-around on tour, so he's coming in March, yeah. And I grew up on 90s country. Alan Jackson, I just fell in love with at such a young age, and so I figured it would be really fun to give these tickets away with Chloe Aoki. So,
and hey, he's 65. There's a lot of people that retire at 65. So, like, yeah. Truth be told, mm-hmm. This very well could be the last time, so you got to know his catalog to win all week long.
Well, let's love on Alan. When you see him in concert, he's probably going to be on a stool because remember his hips and stuff like that. We're starting to, that's what originally almost took him out of the game.
Right.
The fact that he's back is what makes this big. So Chloe, are you ready?
I am ready. We're going to start easy this Monday with Chloe Aoki. You ready? Should I cue it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You have to finish the lyrics if you know this song. Here we go. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan just to live for the minute. Okay.
Oh.
If you can finish the lyrics to the song, 844-254-9232, you're going to see Alan Jackson.
What?
Okay, so we promised you that every day this week, at this time, we're going to be playing a little game called
Chloe Aoki.
This time, it is for Alan Jackson tickets. Slater, did you say that there's four?
Yeah, there is a family affair. So there are four tickets every single day that we're doing this with Chloe Aoki, Alan Jackson.
And the song that I picked today, I tried to start the Monday off easy.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is John. I'm in Claremont on my way to work.
All right,
John. Let's hear it. Hold on. Chloe, why don't you perform it for him one more time just so this way it can be fresh in his head.
Okay. You ready, John?
Ready.
Here we go. Never had a plan just to live for the minute. John?
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Oh, you gotta sing it, John.
You gotta sing it, John.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Yeah. You got it.
He's like, these dumb bitches are gonna make me do this.
I wanted to hear three more bars.
Oh, you are going to Alan Jackson.
Way to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's huge. I'm excited to hang out with you at the show in March.
I can't wait. I got a friend flying in from Boston to go.
Nice, yeah. Brother. Well, same time, same place. Chloe Aoki for Alan Jackson tickets.
Awesome.
It'll be so much fun. I'm taking the fam to the show. We're all going to sit together, K-Nation. So yeah. March, mark it on your calendar, Alan Jackson.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll get to hearing from Brooks and Dunn, Ronnie Dunn, if they're going to be opening a bar in Nashville. But first, if you missed it, Alan Jackson is coming to Orlando. He'll be playing the Kia Center in March, and all week long at 6:35, you can play Chloe Aoki with me. I'll sing you an Alan Jackson song. If you finish the lyrics, you get the lyrics right, you're getting hooked up with those tickets to the show. It'll be a lot of fun. I grew up on 90s country. My mom and dad introduced me to Alan Jackson, so I get the chance to bring them. K-Nation, we're all going to sit together and just rock out to Alan together.
Nice.
And Hardy is one of the best songwriters in the business. He's so incredibly talented. He has a new album that's coming out in July, and he teased one of the songs he wrote for his wife, Callie, that was actually inspired by the powerful moment when they shared exchanging their private vows. Here's 6 Feet Under.
Where do you go when you die? How do you know when you're there? If heaven's a moment you wish never ended, then I'm 6 feet under somewhere.
Man, you know, I appreciate hearing that from Hardy. Those are really great lyrics, but I also appreciate the fact that he put down the rock for a second to do something heartful like that.
It's so good. So good. And I know his wife, Callie, has just been all over social media, like, talking about the song and how much it means to her. And it's really so beautiful.
There's nothing more beautiful than on your wedding day thinking about dying. I'm telling you.
Slater.
Just goes on and on and on.
Slater. And Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, they have a new song out together. We're playing it here on K92.3. If you haven't heard it, it's called Rodeo Man.
You found me on the side. You did it all.
It's pretty good.
It is. It's so good. And Garth and Ronnie were actually hanging out together. And we know Garth just opened up his bar in downtown Nashville. Morgan Wallen's opened up this weekend. Lainey Wilson just opened. I mean, literally, wow. It seems like everyone is opening a bar. Could there be a Brooks and Dunn bar next?
What a great idea.
Yeah. We're just afraid to be in the bar business. You know, we don't have as much money as Garth. He can, you know. Yeah. He can sneak around and take a risk that big. We can't.
You know what? Brooks and Dunbar, we need it.
Yeah. That's Garth saying, a Brooks and Dunbar, we need it.
And then that
but
was,
that's easy for Garth to say because right. Garth's got the bank account.
Yeah. Right, and that was Ronnie Dunn, you know, saying like, man, I don't have as much money as Garth. But, I mean, he didn't say no. He did not say no, so it could happen.
They would have to be the right type of partners. I think when I was younger and, you know, not obviously educated by the business, I thought that anybody who had their name on a restaurant or anything like that, I thought that that individual was involved in all the planning and all the marketing and everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times it's another company that's just using their name. Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Burger King, he just sits on his throne. He doesn't do a darn thing.
Great point, bro. While the other one, McDonald's, is just a clown.
Oh, my goodness.
You down a clown?
You go all day.
All these stories up online. K92.3.
How about Wendy? That
redhead. Oh, my gosh. Orlando.
Oh, man. Those chickens over at Chick-fil-A.
Guys.
Sorry, Chloe.
K92.3 Orlando.com. And at 720, y'all, we have a huge, huge announcement. You are not going to want to miss this. Again, that's happening at 720.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
We are talking to Carol, who is representing the fine folks and the zip codes that represent Winter Park. So y'all say what's
that's
up to Carol.
That's my area, Miss right. Carol. We might be neighbors.
Okay, so what we know about you, you love taking care of those two grandkids. Now, can you do what it takes to rise to the occasion and answer these 10 questions within 60 seconds?
Carol, so any of these questions, feel free to say pass, okay? That's my best advice with this because you only have 60 seconds, so we can come to it at the end. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I do have 60 seconds up on the clock.
Here we go, Miss Carol.
Luck, Carol.
With question number one. What is the fifth month of the year?
May.
Which word is the singular form of mice?
Mouse.
What band sings the song This Love?
Pass.
What 1986 disaster prompted worldwide concern about the nuclear power safety?
Chernobyl.
Tom Selleck is the New York Police Commissioner. What TV show is he in?
Pass.
What is the monkey's name in Curious George? George of the Jungle.
George.
What is the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy?
Pass.
Do potatoes grow above or below ground?
Below.
What popular ice cream chain features 32 flavors?
That's time.
Oh, Carol.
That's time. Was it Baskin Robbins?
It was Baskin Robbins. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love playing along.
Those grandkids probably would have got that if they were there. They'd be like, I like all of them. This Love, that song was actually by Maroon 5. Woo. All right. Blue Bloods is the name of the show with Tom Selleck playing the New York City commissioner. Photosynthesis is the process which plants convert sunlight into energy. You got a bunch of them right. Unfortunately, not 10, but you're walking away with a consolation prize. Seeing Brett Young live at Coco Riverfront Park Thursday, June 27th. Got a pair of tickets.
Okay, great.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Yes, and we are minutes away from making that big announcement. We finally get to reveal it. That's happening at 720.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. That's Morgan Wallen, Ernest. Okay, it's time for the big announcement, okay? We don't even want to play around. Man, I was about to use the wrong vernacular. We don't even want to play around. We don't want to mess around, okay? Here we go. Chloe, I'm going to let you be the one. You're the lady in the room. You
really?
Get the honors of making the big announcement.
Seriously?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, y'all.
Don't let us regret
Come
it.
Come on, Obie Slater, can I get a little bit of a drum roll? Here we go. All-Star Jam is happening, y'all. Woo! So show August 18th. We're back at UCF Edition Financial Arena.
Okay, the 18th. And the lineup? Do you know the lineup?
Well, we're not going to announce that yet.
We got to wait.
It's coming. So,
well, and I've been trusted with keeping that lineup secret. And let me tell you, after developing a reputation of spilling the beans, I don't want to have that reputation anymore. So I'm not going to spill the beans on this one.
I'm proud of you.
So this way, now you are in the know that K92.3's All-Star Jam, it is happening. We've got a sweet lineup that we're going to announce a little bit later on down the line. But we wanted to let you know that right now, today is the day that we would start the pre-sale and all those things.
Yes. Yep.
And let's go into it, okay? This is the 29th K92.3 All-Star Jam. Back when he was here, the late, great Toby Keith has played an All-Star mm-hmm. Jam, okay? Yeah. Had Blake Shelton there, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, years of the last 7 years, 8 years?
Yeah.
Some of the biggest names that have swung through, and they were in the early part of the lineup, right? So they weren't the headliners when they were here. They played the first couple rounds. Then they became the massive stars, which is why it's fun to see the trajectory of playing the open round and then them graduating. And we've had that happen in the past, where then they have been the big headliners years later.
Yeah. I'm looking here in studio. We have our K92.3 All-Star Jam posters. Y'all, we've had Taylor Swift play All-Star Jam before. Yeah. Brad Paisley's played All-Star Jam. Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Ernest, like you said, Luke Combs. I mean, massive, massive country superstars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so some of our favorite memories, of course, from the K92.3 All-Star Jam is just the fact that you have all these artists on the stage at the same time. They don't really get to do that often. So when there was a moment when Lo Cash and John Party were kind of going back and forth and John Party wanted more shine, and he picked up his stool and he broke it on stage.
I remember that.
Like, we talk about some of these memories all the time. Like when Jelly Roll, we took a gamble saying, okay, is this Jelly Roll guy going to be anybody? Let's put him on our All-Star Jam mm-hmm. because we see the numbers are climbing. It's almost like an investment. And you're like, okay, what's going to happen? Well, Jelly Roll freaking rocked the entire show before he became the Jelly Roll we see today.
That's right. Now he's got an ACM, got a CMA, got a CMT, got all these big awards.
And we can't afford them.
Yeah, no, you definitely inform. The good thing is these artists want this platform, and before the lineup's even announced, right now we have the very first pair of All-Star Jam tickets for the 29th K92.3 All-Star Jam that we just found out is when?
August 18th, UCF. We're back on campus, Edition Financial Arena. So if you want to go, this is literally the first pair of tickets, 844-254-9232. And also, don't forget, the pre-sale is going on right now. So if you want to hop on K92.3Orlando.com and already secure your tickets, you absolutely can.
It is a secure investment from K92.3. Hey, you're going to want to be that person that says, I had some help when I was feeling like I was about to die. It's Obi Chloe Slater. This is K92.3. Hey, first, can we just tell you that right around the corner from 9 o'clock is Camp K92.3, that trip to Houston to see Luke Combs and Haley Witters. Okay, so tonight, this fraternity that we started, this guys group, I was thinking, you know, here we are with the summer on us. You're going to be taking vacations. You're going to be out in the heat. You're going to be out at the resorts, maybe playing sports and just living your best life this summer. But do you know how to save a life if the time called for it? There's a lot of times where here we have stories about people doing the right thing. And so tonight, Sons of Thunder, this group that we started, it's a fraternity of guys and everybody's invited. So if you're a dude right now and you're listening, how about even this? If you have a young adult son, bring them on down tonight. Burger Fi, we're going to be there in downtown Winter Garden. And we have Ken Moisen, who is a firefighter extraordinaire. He's been a hero in Winter Garden, the city of Winter Garden, for years. And he's done this before where he brings out a couple of dummies and he teaches all the fellas how to do simple CPR.
And I think it's so important, but two, I mean, you just said it, like, even if you are CPR certified or you've taken CPR classes before, I know I have. It's still so important to continue to brush up on your skills because things are changing all the time. And as much as it's still probably 30 chest compressions, but there may be something that you learn tonight that may be a little bit different than what someone else teaches, you know? And it's just good to get our hands on it and practice all the time. Practice makes perfect.
Right. It was just last week that there was actually a Doing the Right Thing, right?
Yep.
Where they said the Bee Gees song Staying Alive is actually the song that you can actually, the beats you're supposed to pump in when you're doing CPR.
Staying alive.
And that song is just one example, terribly, how to save a life. That, if that's all you know, that person's going to die. they're not going to live if that's all you know is that song. So tonight, what Obi's got going on, we'll actually put those two things together and help you actually be able to do it.
Yes, Chloe.
And a lot of CPR classes you have to pay for. Like, I know I had to pay for my CPR certification and to take that class. And so this is an opportunity for you to come out there for free and learn.
Now, I am going to say that if there's like 40 guys, we can't certify everybody, right? But at least will visually be able to see, okay, when I, if and when I ever have to jump into action, I saw the guys do
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
You know, they let us put our hands on those dummies, and they let us do it. So anyways, that's going to be taking place tonight. I think for those of you dads out there especially, you know, I've got kids that if something were to happen, I've seen YouTube videos of other kids that things happen, and you see the dads like jump into action. I want to be one of those dads. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the dad that's like, help, you know, and not doing anything. So tonight, we're going to try our best to at least sharpen up as a crew, and it's buy one, get one beers. That's on me. So.
Well, very. Oh, that's so nice of you, Obi. Look at that. You get to cheers off the week with Sons of Thunder and
what
Obi.
What a BOGO.
I do have to say this, is I've watched you, Slater, and I like build this fraternity, Sons of Thunder, up. And even if, you know, you just are looking for some friends, you're new here to Central Florida, like this is a great way and a great community to get involved in and to meet some guys.
I mean, some guys are straight up living life solo, and they're walking around like they're the only sheriff in town, and while that may be okay, let's all be honest, it's nice, it's nicer in a community.
Absolutely. But Brooks and Dunn working close with Garth Brooks, could they be the next ones to open a bar in downtown Nashville? We're hearing from Ronnie Dunn in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
In Lake Mary, man, we're talking to Glenn. Glenn, tell us a little bit about your date.
Hey, so yeah, I met Reese over the internet and we got together. We had kind of a standard date, you know, dinner, drinks, that sort of thing. But instead of the movie, we did some go-karting.
Oh,
nice. That was a fun little twist. Yeah, exactly, right?
Like the Andretti place, like something like that?
Yeah, not bumper cars, go-karting.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's severe
racing. Kind of doing the Mario Kart style. Yeah.
Well, Glenn, and that's what I'm thinking. If you did something like that, were you too competitive?
Yes and no. I would say very much so in a playful first date.
Okay.
Home run icebreaker sort of way.
It wasn't like me.
Sure. No, I wouldn't think so. Not at all.
Man, well, this is a lot to do this on the radio. I always say that, you know, especially if she's going to say something about you. Like, you've got good teeth. You've got hair. I mean, she could say something about both those things.
No, she ain't got to say that. He's too competitive, and he actually beat her, and she wanted him to let her win.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, I don't know. I don't think it's teeth and hair.
Yeah. Chloe definitely wouldn't. If she lost Chloe, I don't think you'd go out on a second date.
Yes, I would. You guys swear I'm such a sore loser. I mean, I don't like to lose, but.
All right, Glenn, let's see if we can get some answers out of Reese if she even picks up. All right.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Yes, looking to speak to Reese, please.
Yes, this is.
Hey, Reese, it's Obi, Chloe, and
Hi.
Slater. We do a morning radio show. We're on the station here in town, K92.3.
Yeah, hey, I'm familiar with you guys.
Okay, if that's a good thing, then do you know about the second date update? We do that on our morning show.
Yes, I do know about the second date update.
Oh. Okay, you are on the second date update because you went out with a guy named Glenn, Reese. And we've got a gift card that we'd love to give you guys to go on another date. We heard you guys did go-karting. I mean, really fun couple.
Yeah,
It sounds like it's less fun than what Obi was talking about, Reese.
It started out well. I mean, he is gorgeous. He's nice. We did have a good time. But I just don't think it's the right fit for me.
And that's totally okay. But is there anything we can go back and share with him as to why?
Well, there is. Yeah, there's kind of a major issue for me, but I just don't know how comfortable I am.
Is it family drama?
No, it's sort of just his personal interests.
Like sports and stuff?
Like movies?
More just kind of some of his past relationships, I think.
He brought up exes. You're not supposed to do that on a first date.
You know, George Strait says all my exes live in Texas.
Oh, so are you saying he's like George Strait?
Well, I'm sure he does have quite a few exes, but he did happen to mention that during part of his modeling career here, he was dating men for quite a while.
Oh, he's not like George Strait at all.
He's like George Gay.
God, oh,
I mean, I'm not, hold on. I mean, is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, that he had a season where he loved men?
That is what he told me.
Oh. Okay. Well, I could see what the problem is, right?
Yeah, but why? If he's not in that season anymore.
I mean, I'm not. That's what I said. It's all over now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Reese, before you flip out, that is Glenn.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, so the only reason why we did this is because we wanted to get you guys talking so we could eventually get you on this other date.
Hey, Reese.
Yep, I am here.
I mean, yeah, you guys might as well hash it out now.
Glenn, is that all true?
I mean, yes, in a way, sure.
There was a time totally when... There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, thank you. But there was a time when I was branching out a little. I didn't... Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't sure. And yeah, I definitely was with some men for a while. But that's in the past. Big time. It's not even like I haven't had opportunities since. I have.
Okay. So what's the deal, Reese? Is it your imagination gets out of control when you think of him?
Yeah, it's not like I think there's anything wrong with a man dating men. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. It's just not something that I necessarily want to have to compete with in my relationship.
Well, but there's no competition. It's not a factor anymore.
Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question. Glenn, do you still have, like, I mean, there's no tendencies? Like, you still don't find them attractive or what? Like, how did that shut off?
Look, maybe I'm more open-minded than some. That's not pointing fingers at anybody, but you know what I mean? You can find beauty in anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Reese, are you worried that he'll find beauty in another guy in the future?
Well, yeah, I don't think you could probably, if you have those feelings, that you could just flip it off. You know, I know myself. I am a little bit of a jealous person sometimes. It's just sort of something I'm working on. But I don't want to have to be jealous of men and women and just kind of assume that every time we're somewhere that maybe he's flirting with them or they're probably flirting with him because he is very handsome.
Well, and I think, Reese, it's really up to you if you want to go on another date and give it another chance or not.
I don't know. I just don't think it's something I want to deal with, honestly.
I mean, there's nothing to deal with. I don't want to be with a man. I want a family of my own one day. I want a woman I can have children with. Someone I love, of course.
That's a big maker, difference.
But, yeah.
Glenn, I'm glad that we're talking to you. It just may not be Reese. So at least we got the both of you guys talking.
I get that feeling, too, now. I do. I just, I don't know. It's a harsh word. It feels like prejudice. Let's put it that way. It's this kind of prejudice that keeps people from finding out more about themselves because they're worried what other people are going to think. That's beyond my control.
No.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Cody Johnson, the painter here at K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, the same station here that probably about 40 minutes away from trying to get you off to Houston. So this way you can enjoy Luke Combs, Haley Witters, part of our initiative called Camp, K92.3. While your kids are experiencing camp, we're going to send you off to different places.
Okay, y'all, I'm so excited for tonight. You may be going. The Rolling Stones are in town. They're playing at Camping World Stadium. Tyler Childers is opening up for them.
Can we just pause for a second? Hold on. These guys are still touring. This is like Willie Nelson. These guys, I mean, how? How do they do it?
God bless him. Mick Jagger's 80 years old, and they are still out on tour.
But isn't that the dream? Isn't that what you want, right? They wanted to be a band and actually be able to pay for the house, maybe a car. Also, it's rock and roll, so get a bunch of ladies probably also on that list. But they were able to do it into their 80s and then some. I don't think they're ever going to stop. I have a lot more respect for bands that don't do the, farewell tour. And then, we're back.
Right.
This is our next farewell tour. And they have been one that's like, yeah, we're just going to keep going until somebody actually passes away. And then we'll be done. And they've said that. The two, Keith Richards, the lead guitarist, and Mick Jagger, they have said, hey, when we go, then we will be done. with it.
Well, and my brother, he loves rock and roll music, and we are celebrating his birthday tonight. I have some family that's in town. Everyone's going, my aunts, my uncles, and so we're all going to this concert. This is my first ever rock and roll show. I like rock and roll music, but it's not like what I mean, they love rock and roll. Like, they know all the songs tonight. Me, I know, like, two Rollings. I know that's terrible of me to say.
Okay.
I know that's horrible, but I know Paint It Black and Start Me Up.
Start me up.
So I am very, very excited. I mean, my aunt is so excited. She got to see the Rolling Stones. Gosh, when she was probably my age, she's coming tonight in her 20s. And Mick Jagger threw his hairbrush. He like brushed his hair. It was like a blue hairbrush and threw it out into the audience. And she was the one that caught it. So
it's fun
tonight that we all get to go experience this concert together.
No, I think it is awesome. And yes, Slater was bringing up the point that you only know a few songs. I mean, I think it's okay because this is one of those bucket list bands.
Right,
sure.
But you know there's a difference, right, between rock and roll and rock.
Okay. Like what? Rock's more like headbanging?
Well, I mean, like what Hardy's doing in today's country, like rock, he's introducing a little bit more of a harder rock, mm-hmm. where these guys are more like, you know, she shook me all night long.
Right. AC/DC. Way to go.
That's a different group. But
right,
what I'm saying
but
is that,
the same
that's
era.
Rock and roll where it's not really like...
I gotcha. So what you're telling me is tonight I can't put up my little rock and roll, you know, like the two horns.
Oh, yeah, your Satan horn fingers.
Yeah, I can't and shake my head and rock and roll out. No?
You know
sure,
I'd like
I hope you
to
don't
do?
Get a headache.
They're gonna sniff you out right away. They're gonna be able to tell. That
no,
you,
they're not because I have a shirt.
That's the issue.
Nope,
a shirt?
I have a shirt
that
tonight.
That is the issue because everybody knows what you're supposed to do is if you don't know more than two songs from the band, you should not be wearing their shirt out there.
I disagree.
If you can't actually name another, can I play a quick game? This will be 60 seconds or under.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
Since
ahead.
Chloe, the main thing that you like to watch is sports and also the news, right? Would you say that?
Yes, that's
on
true.
TV. So I want to do hits or headlines. Is this a Rolling Stones hit or is it a headline that's in the news today?
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
would you like to play along? Obi, since you also don't know these that I have in front of me, if you want to play along too or help her out, feel free. Okay?
Okay, hit her.
Okay. Girl Got the Moves. Is that a hit from the Rolling Stones or a headline from today?
A headline.
A headline. It is a headline.
Oh!
That's right. Simone Biles wins the record-extending ninth title of the U.S. Championship.
Look at that.
Girl
Way
got
to
the
go.
Moves.
All right. Is this a hit or a headline from the band The Rolling Stones? You ready for the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Hate to See You Go. Is that a hit or a headline?
It's one of their songs.
No, that is absolutely not. Nope, somebody that actually holds the most
Guinness World Records. You know, and I was looking up the set list already. I should have known better.
Actually is the one that passed away. So the person with the most Guinness World Records died today. So sorry about that.
Okay.
The last one hits or headline?
Okay.
You ready for that?
Good.
The final one, Give Me Shelter.
That's definitely one of their songs.
It is and also a headline today.
There we go.
Hurricane shelters are now... open because 2024 hurricane season is
right.
Us.
If you're going to that show tonight, look for Chloe. You're going to be wearing a lot of pink.
I got all black. I got my black shorts on tonight. I got my Rolling Stone shirt.
Oh, Lord
my
Jesus.
Boots. You just wait.
You're going to be a sore thumb
so,
out there.
So yesterday, Chloe sent us a text while she was shopping at Publix, and I had her go back into the store to go grab us an item because it was that important to share with you in 6 minutes. It's K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Can we do this every day this week? Right after that second date update, can we bless y'all with some tickets so you can enjoy Disney, but enjoy Disney in a very wet factor?
That's right, yeah. Four tickets to Disney water parks. A lot
Woo!
Going on, including the
so
H2O
fun.
Glow Party, I know, that we're going to have your way into coming up. But remember the number 844-254-9232. That way you can get yourself in there.
All right, we're giving you that right now as we're talking about what Chloe brought into the studio. Now, you talked about Dolly Parton putting out a bunch of different products, right? Even this coffee book. She's even got the muffins and the cake mixes.
She has a whole line
but
of
this
just
is different.
Bakeware now, too. And I love Dolly Parton. She is my girl, an inspiration. I look up to her. Anytime Dolly releases anything, I am one of the first persons to purchase it. I have got my Dolly shirt that's at Walmart. Ladies, so cute if you want one. It's available. It's like $5.99. Thank you very much. I can be Dolly's rep at this point. Thank you, Walmart. And yesterday, I texted Obie and Slater. I was grocery shopping at Publix. And I said, look what I found. Because last week, we had talked about it. Dolly Parton is partnering with Krispy Kreme Donut. And they had the donuts literally right there at Publix. And so I had to buy a box.
So what I love about this is that we talked about it on the air. And I think I remember saying something like, wow, I haven't been to a Krispy Kreme in a long time. Like actually physically to a Krispy Kreme building. To be honest, I can't even tell you where one is. So when we heard that Dolly Parton was going to be working with Krispy Kreme, I was like, man, I'm never going to taste these things because I don't ever go to a Krispy Kreme.
Right.
So the fact that you saw them at Publix, go Dolly.
I know, right? To be in Publix, like pretty cool. So I have them here. The box has, let me flip it here.
Describe the
Kinds of flavors. So we got banana pudding pie donut. We've got a chocolate cream pie donut, a Dolly Dazzler donut. That's what's in this box. So there's six donuts.
Is the Dolly Dazzler, is that the one that makes it look like an Easter bunny poop?
I am going to assume the Dolly Dazzler is the only pink donut in the box.
It has a butterfly,
which is her signature, you know, her signature thing.
Yes. So it is always fun whenever we talk about something, right? Whenever you see a product, even in commercials on TV. But then when you actually physically see it in person, you're like, ooh. Well, and I thought that the donuts, I didn't know that they were going to be as decorated as they are.
They're so cute.
Like those are cute donuts.
And I love, like I said, like her Dolly donut is pink and it's so her. All the other ones are normal colors. So do we want to try?
Which one's the yellow one? Which one's that one?
That's the banana pudding.
The banana pudding one.
The banana pudding. And we have a normal glazed donut, you know, Krispy Kreme. They're known for their glazed donuts.
Yep,
and then she's got the other cream.
All right, live on the air. Go ahead, Chloe.
The banana pudding one actually looks like cream. Okay. It looks like about half the size of Dolly's implant, the banana pudding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
All right, it's fine. I'm going to try the banana pudding this morning, okay?
Don't get that all over.
Should I take a bite?
Go ahead. And again, these are Dolly Parton's donuts with the collaboration between her and Krispy Kreme. You just can't go wrong with Krispy Kreme.
They are so good. They taste literally just like banana. Here, try one.
All right, you see these things at Publix.
I'm going to pass them around.
Which one's the plain one here?
That's the glazed donut.
That's just the traditional.
Just one traditional glaze. Of course, it's Krispy Kreme.
Well, I definitely don't want that one.
You know, Dolly Parton could release toilet paper and I'd buy it. That's how much I love her, y'all.
Dolly for the potty.
There you go.
All right, you're all access.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to swallow my donut.
I got the chocolate one. The chocolate one's good. What's this again?
I don't know what that
was. The Dolly dips a lot or something?
There you go, the chocolate something.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
K-92-3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.